Now, the first segment of human history comprises what is termed, in scientific language, the Eolithic and Paleolithic periods of the Stone Age. More poetically, this could be called the Promethean Age. It's the age of primitive man. It's the period when human consciousness emerged. It's the period when man became man as distinct from a purely biologically defined human species. It's during this period that fire was discovered. This is why we call it the Promethean Age, because according to the Greek myth, it was Prometheus, the demigod, the titan Prometheus, who brought fire to humanity, to mankind. It's also the period in which language was developed. Animals, we know, do communicate in a fashion, with grunting noises, squeals, squeaks, cries. Dolphins, we know, have some sort of conversational powers. But language, in the more developed sense, developed during this period, during the age of primitive man, the Promethean Age. And this is the age also when flint tools were made and used. And during this period, we know, man was a cave dweller. Agriculture was not yet known. A state of affairs we can hardly conceive of. Man, during the whole of this period, during the whole of the Promethean Age, was a food gatherer, gathering fruits, gathering seeds, berries and so on, and, in the later stages, a hunter of game. During this period, during the age of primitive man, the Promethean Age, we see, especially towards the end of the period, the first crude beginnings of art and of religion. And it was during this period also that the great cosmic myths, or nature myths, the cosmogonic myths especially, originated. Now evidently, obviously, life during this Promethean Age was very, very different from anything that we are accustomed to or familiar with. There were very, very few people compared with the number of human beings that exist today. Just scattered family groups, scattered tribes, roaming most of the time, much of the time, the vastness, what must have seemed to them the terrifying vastness of nature, wandering in primeval forests, finding their lodging at the foot of trees, living in caves, in holes and in the ground, and so on. In those days, in those centuries, there were no houses, not even huts perhaps. There were certainly no cities. There were not even any villages. There were no roads, perhaps not even any paths, not even any lanes through the forest. There were no bridges. And of course there was no law, there was no administration, there was no government. You might think it quite an ideal state of affairs. The only force, if you can call it, you had to reckon with was the head of the family or the head of the tribe, the old man, the patriarch, who could, on occasions, be rather irascible. And of course there was no work. Nobody went to work in the morning. Nobody had to come home from work in the evening. And there was no sense of time, of mechanical time, of clock time, that is to say. You saw the sunrise, you saw the sunset, and you watched, perhaps, the procession of the seasons. You saw the leaves turning yellow and fluttering to the ground, and you must have remarked that sometimes it was hotter and sometimes it was colder. But apart from that, you knew nothing of time, and you knew nothing of history. You knew your parents and your grandparents, you knew your children, your grandchildren, but beyond that, nothing. Just mist, just cloud, as it were, stretching back into the past, stretching forward into the future. You had no sense of history. You knew nothing about other human beings living far away, distant in space, or distant even in time. And there was no literature. There was nothing to read. There were no books, there were no newspapers, no alphabet, not even any scratchings on bone or stone at that time. And of course, there was no knowledge, single inverted commas, in our sense at all. Primitive man was ignorant, and as far as we know, happily ignorant. And we can hardly imagine such a state of affairs. To us, perhaps, sitting here this evening, in the midst of this vast city of London, the Promethean age seems very, very remote, very, very far away, very, very distant. But in a sense, it isn't remote at all, because we can say that we are still living, at least on the fringes of the Promethean age. We've hardly emerged from it, really. The Promethean age, lasting for 500,000 years, is practically conterminous with the whole history of man itself. Modern man has been in existence only 10,000 years. 10,000 out of 500,000, or at the most 15,000 to 20,000 years. Which means that by far the greater part of his history of 500,000 years, man has been primitive man. And primitive, underneath the surface, we still, to a very great extent, are.